world, you will continue to experience difficulties, but take heart, I've conquered the world. In this world, you will have tribulations. We all have tribulations. But Jesus told us to take heart, to stop for a moment. The tribulation, that word in Greek, it means to press, afflict, and put pressure on. And many of us feel like we're under pressure. Think of that can of soft drink, you know, when you shake it and all that pressure's building up, and if you took the lid off that can, it would just explode. Sometimes we feel like that. We feel shaken and we feel that pressure building up. But, you know, what a blessing, because we don't have to live like those in the world who don't know Jesus. We can live knowing that he gives us peace, not in the absence of pressure, not without tribulation. He said that we will have tribulation, but we'll find peace in the presence of tribulation. This is so beautiful, and our merciful God, he helps us through difficult times in this world. So if you're a mum and you're in a trial, you can find peace that passes all understanding. Every single person here, we can have that peace. So for Mother's Day, what do you really want today? There's nothing like a little homemade card that's special and it gets put away in a little box to be kept. But what do I really want for Mother's Day? I want to be good at this. I want to be more than I am. I want to be more patient. I want to be calm. And I want to be wise. I want wisdom. I want wisdom to be able to raise my boys. And Sister Hong, I want more time. I don't want a time to rush ahead. I want more time, and I want to make the most of those times that I have. I want to be better. I really want to be better. And I want to be enough for my boys. But very often I don't feel like enough. I don't feel like I can protect them from this sin-sick world. And I can feel fear creeping in. And I don't feel like I can equip them for the future. So I feel like my shortcomings might affect who they grow up to be. Maybe my insecurities will become their insecurities. I'm being very honest. Sometimes we feel like we can't be enough. But I thank God so much because his word says that his grace is sufficient for us. I'm going to grab a tissue. Because it's okay, I just can't speak without crying for some reason. But don't worry about me, I'm okay. But you know, I hope I'm saying something that is a bit familiar with you, because I think sometimes we can all feel not enough. But I'm so grateful, because as much as I want to try, I don't have to be, because his grace is sufficient for me. 2 Corinthians 12 verse 9 says, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses. Shall I tell you more? So that Christ's power may rest on me. That's why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I'm weak, then he is strong. God is strong. His strength is made evident in our weakness. So don't be afraid to cry out and say, God, I need more of you. Through God's grace, that perfect mother love you give every day is enough. Trust that it is what the people around you need. We are enough when we're walking by Jesus' side. Our prayers will be enough. Brother Chris, I almost asked you to share this morning. I was kind. But Brother Chris has a beautiful testimony of his grandmother's prayers. Your prayers are enough. Our love will be enough. Our guidance will be enough, not on our own strength, but only through God's strength. So what really matters is that we point those around us to Jesus, the one who came to this broken, sin-sick world so that we would have life. Don't give up. Don't stop because it's hard. Can't stop coming to church because, you know, you end up in the creche. Don't stop coming. Keep coming. Keep going. Keep praying for your grandchild. Keep speaking of God's promises. Keep relying on his grace because it is enough. Sister Nancy Granquist wrote something that I'd like to share this morning. It's some facts about mothers. She says, we have done our very best. We have loved our kids 100%. We have failed, fallen short. We have asked forgiveness. We have cried a million tears. We have regrets and we sigh. We have learned from our mistakes. We have chosen the high road. We do not keep score. We are better because we've been broken, bruised, and devastated. We are compassionate. We are long-suffering, listening carefully to everyone's story. We have learned to celebrate every single moment of life with those who love, want, and need us. And to be kind to those who discard us. We are mothers, the highest calling of love without remorse. Amen. So I do hope you have a wonderful day, but keep in mind that, you know, don't focus on yourself today. Focus on God and who God is in your life at the moment. We do have